58. Hotel. 1. Can I book a single room with a private bath for this weekend?
2. Can I have a double room for tonight, please?
3. Can you let me have a room for a week?
4. A single room with a bath, if possible.
5. Have you a larger room?
6. Have you got a room overlooking the sea?
7. I'm afraid it may be noisy so near the street.
8. Do we have to pay the full price for the children?
9. How much is the best room in the hotel?
10. Does this include the use of the sitting room? Dialogue 1. Good evening.
Good evening. My wife and I would like a room, please. Is there any room available? We don't have a reservation.
Let me see. Yes, we have one room left. You're lucky. It's the last one.
Good. We're tired after driving all day, and we're looking forward to relaxing in a comfortable room.
This room has two double beds. It's number 56 at the rear of the motel. It's quite a comfortable room.
How much is it for one night? We only need it for tonight. We're going to continue our trip in the morning.
It's $45 a night for two. Is anyone else traveling with you?
No, it's just the two of us.
Would you like to pay for the room in cash or with a credit card?
Credit card. We don't like to carry much cash with us on our trips.
Please fill out this registration card. Here is your key. You can park your car in front of our room. Checkout time is noon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy your stay with us.
Dialogue 2. What a charming room! It faces south, and there's such a lovely view of the city.
I'm glad you like it. The bell is on the bedside. Just ring if you want anything. The room attendant speaks a little English, so I don't think you'll have any trouble.
No, I shouldn't think so. By the way, is there a socket for my razor?
I think so. Here it is. It's by the basin.
Is it a 2-pin socket?
Yes, it is.
Good. I've got a 2-pin plug.
Dialogue 3. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you through with the cleaning? If not, we'll come back a little later.
Never mind. Come right in. I've almost finished. You always keep the room neat and tidy, I must say. It saves me a lot of work, but you should let me do it.
It doesn't take much time. I'm used to tidying up my room myself.
It's very considerate of you to do so. Do you have any laundry today?
I have a suit that needs cleaning.
Let me have it, please. I'm taking some laundry downstairs anyway.
A motel is an economical place to stay. Designed primarily for travelers who are driving, motels tend to be on the outskirts of a city or town or on the open highway. The charge for a motel room is usually much less than for a hotel room, although prices vary according to the style and location of the motel. Hotels are usually located within a town or city. They range from luxurious to very simple, with prices at the former being extremely high. Therefore, if you are on a limited budget, don't stay in luxurious hotels unless you have to.
Hotel. 1. Do you want a single room or a double room?
2. How long do you intend to stay?
3. Would you like a room with bath or shower?
4. If there's anything you need, just ring reception.
5. If you need anything, just press the button.
6. A single room's $20.
7. $50 a day, service included.
8. Meals are extra.
9. You can have a double room on the 5th floor.
10. Yes, that'll be room 406.
11. Your room number is 244 on the 2nd floor.
12. Please fill in the arrival card.
13. Could you sign your name, please?
14. Here are the keys.
15. Just follow the porter, please. Dialogue 1. Good evening.
Good evening. Could you let us have a double room?
How long will you be staying?
A week or 10 days. We'd like to have a quiet room, if possible. Not too near the street.
Let me see. Yes, you can have room 313. It's at the back.
What's the price per day? And are the meals included or extra?
£20 per day, including breakfast.
All right, we'll take it.
Very good, sir. Will you register, please?
Okay.
Thank you. The porter will show you to your room.
Dialogue 2. Here we are at the hotel.
Thank you very much for coming to meet me, Mr. Smith.
My pleasure. Well, goodbye for now. I'll be seeing you at the dinner this evening. As they shake hands.
Yes, goodbye, Mr. Smith, and thank you again.
Your room is 509 on the 5th floor. We'll take the lift. This way, please. Dialogue 3. Park Hotel.
I'd like to make a reservation for a double room. I'll be arriving next Tuesday and expect to stay for 2 or 3 days. The name is Catherine Brown.
A double room for next Tuesday, the 14th?
That's right.
Would you mind repeating your name?
Catherine Brown.
Very good, ma'am. We'll be expecting you next Tuesday.
Hotels today are quite different from those of the past. People who stay in them are generally traveling for business, or they are touring or on vacation. So hotels are designed mainly to meet the needs of one of these two groups of people. Hotels designed for business people are known as commercial hotels. Hotels for people on vacation are called vacation hotels.